This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a meeting with leading economists and subject matter experts at Niti Aayog today as part of the government's ongoing consultations ahead of key economic decisions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also take part in the interaction, which is expected to focus on a wide range of economic issues. The meeting is likely to serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has announced that Department of Telecommunications is rolling out transformative reforms to strengthen telecom security, reduce compliance burdens and reinforce the Prime Minister's vision of Make in India, Make for the World. In a social media post, the minister highlighted that the key reforms include the extension of the pro-term security certification scheme for original equipment manufacturers for 2 years and reduced fees for telecom security testing laboratories. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 kilometers, demonstrating all in-flight maneuvers as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in social media post. BNP's media cell said Khalida Zia died while receiving medical care at a private hospital. US President Donald Trump met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Florida residence to discuss next phase of ceasefire plan for Gaza. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Trump praised Mr. Netanyahu by calling him a wartime prime minister and extended his full support to Israel. Mr. Trump further said that the Hamas will be given a very short period of time to disarm, to move to the second phase of his Gaza peace plan, and that Israel has 100% lived up to the plan.
We talked about Hamas and we talked about disarmament, and they're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm, and we'll see how that works out. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be in charge of that from our side. But if they don't disarm, as they agreed to do, they agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called his meeting with the U.S. President very productive. In a historic first, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres released his 2026 New Year message in Hindi, marking a major milestone in India's efforts to expand the language's reach at the United Nations. Alongside a Hindi text version and a video featuring Hindi subtitles, Guterres delivered a stern warning about a world surrounded by chaos and uncertainty. He urged global leaders to shift their focus from military spending to development aid, arguing that true safety comes from fighting poverty rather than funding wars. By issuing the message in Hindi for the first time, the UN highlighted its commitment to human unity while calling on the international community to prioritize peace and global development in the coming years. India is projected to become a $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, nearly six times the current level, according to a report by Ernst & Young. The report said several key growth enablers uniquely position India to strengthen its standing in the global economy over the next decade and beyond. India is expected to overtake Germany and Japan to become the world's third largest economy after China and the United States by 2030. The report noted that India's growth projections remain the highest among major global economies over the coming decades. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.